Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 hours away from Thursday night football, this evening from Miami, Florida, where the Baltimore Ravens at 2-5 take on the 2-6 Miami Dolphins. Baltimore's season is back on. They got a win over the Bears, 30-16 by two touchdowns. That was a really impressive win with a backup quarterback at the helm. Defense looked a lot better. Got some things solved coming out of the bye week. Now you get Miami and then the J.J. McCarthy-led Vikings, then the Browns and the Jets. So chance to put some hay in the barn here. They could Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals maybe rip off 5 in a row and get to 7-5. Going to be difficult. You got to stand up before you can run. So they got to beat the Dolphins first tonight in Miami. But in lieu of Baltimore being celebrated as kind of being back alive, They're actually the favorite to win the division. They've got over a 50% chance to make the playoffs. I wanted to play a game here called Dead or Alive, Danny. So I've got some teams whose seasons are sputtering, and I want to see if you would bet on them right now as having a chance still legitimately to make the playoffs alive, or are they dead? Are you willing to pronounce their season over? So I'm going to start in the AFC North with the Cincinnati Bengals. They were very much alive at 3-4 last week, and then they lost to the Jets. Inexplicably, can't happen, 39-38. They're now 1-3 the last couple of years in games where they score 38 points. Figure that out. Are they dead or alive?
Dead. And I think that game against the Jets is the reason. You hate to put too much on it because, you know, who knows? Maybe they come back and play well against in some of these games where they'll be underdogs. But not banking that win and being 4-4. To me, the whole point of what they're doing is, can you be within a couple games of 500 when December rolls around and Joe Burrow comes back? I don't know that you can now. If you go 500 the rest of the way, it's too late.
Bears at 1 o'clock at home on Sunday. Then a bye week. Then they've got Pittsburgh. They'll be underdogs. New England.
Dogs.
They'll be underdogs. Baltimore,
dogs.
They'll be underdogs. Buffalo.
Dogs.
I mean, come on.
You see what I'm saying?
That five-game gauntlet. Oh, by the way, the Ravens again after that.
Yeah.
Steelers, Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens. Wow. Yeah, they are cooked. Dead as a doornail. It is over, Johnny. I will say they are dead. All right, next team. Dead or alive on Grant and Danny in honor of the Ravens getting back right and playing tonight. How about the Houston Texans? They host the Denver Broncos on Sunday at 1 o'clock. They are 3-4. They've already had their bye. On the other side of the Broncos this week, they've got the Jaguars, Titans, Bills, Colts, and Chiefs. Very difficult upcoming schedule at 3-4. They are 2-1 in the AFC, though. So opposite of Washington, they've got a tiebreaker-friendly schedule right now.
I think they're alive. I think everybody was very quick to bury them. The games that they lost, again, week one, weird stuff happens, but you lose by a point to Tampa, took a Baker Mayfield miracle. They lost by a score to win. We now know is a pretty good Jacksonville team. they've got some pretty good wins under their belt as well. They beat the tar out of the Ravens by 30-some points. Not that the Ravens were good at that point, but still, you beat a team by that much. You beat San Francisco this week. You were close against this good Seattle team. I don't think they're great, but I think they're fine. I think they're going to be okay. That defense is good enough. Again, it's not an easy schedule. You already touched on coming up, but that end of November, December schedule, it's a lot of Colts, a lot of Chiefs, a lot of Chargers. It's going to get tough, but I think they're going to be right around 500 and okay and still alive come playoffs.
Texans are dead.
Dead?
Here's why. Houston's going to lose to Denver this weekend.
That makes 3-5.
They're 3-5. Now you play Jacksonville coming off of the Raiders. I think they'll be 5-3. Jacksonville, two games better than you. If they beat the Jags in that game, I will announce them back alive for the moment, but it's still just so difficult with their schedule. I just think that the easy part of their schedule is behind them. You've played the Bengals. You lost that game. You've played looking at their schedule here, you played the Titans. You played the Ravens while they stunk. You played the San Francisco 49ers when they were super banged up. You won that one. But they didn't win enough of the games that they needed to. So I'm going to say they're dead. I think Jacksonville is going to end up coasting in that division probably. All right, dead or alive on Grant and Danny. Team squarely on the bubble. Are we pronouncing them cooked or not? How about we go to the NFC for a moment? The Atlanta Falcons. Last week, no Michael Penix. Kirk Cousins played. The offense still looked listless. They struggle against the Miami Dolphins, lose by 24. Now they have the Patriots, Colts in the next 2 weeks at 3-4 in the NFC South.
I've got them alive. I've got them alive. I know that seems ridiculous, given how poorly they played each of the last couple of weeks, and the offense looks like they can barely get out of the huddle. There are enough games left. I'm counting two against the Saints, one against the Jets, another divisional matchup against Carolina at home. I know they got drubbed by them on the road, but it's a divisional game. You figure you split with a team that's kind of on your same level in the division.
Still gets you to 7 wins.
That's my point, is you win one or two other games and you are still around. Again, I'm not telling you that's a playoff team. I'm not telling you they're going to win the division. They're not. Tampa is. But the season isn't over just yet. They have to do something they haven't done in a few weeks. They had back-to-back games where they looked awesome. I saw one of them. Them and that game against Washington, bye week, and then Buffalo. You go, oh my God, that group is for real. Two huge letdown games later, we're burying them a little early. They've got enough winnable games on their schedule, I think. They'll be alive.
So this is one of those, to me, where it's not just about math. If it was as simple as the record right now and how many weeks are left and what they can get to, well, yeah, every team is pretty much not dead yet unless you have two or fewer wins. This is also about what we see with this team. This is a bad offense. They have pretty good players. Drake London didn't play last week.
It's a bad offense right now.
But it is a bad offense. Bijan Robinson might be the best running back, the best skill position guy in the league, and they misuse him, and it's just awful. Everything's out of pistol, no play action, nothing under center. I hate watching their offense. I think Zach Robinson, their OC, is, he's never done this before, and it looks like it to me when he calls plays. But I don't believe in the Falcons, so I'm going to say they are dead at 3-4. How about the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
We'll be right back.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jacksonville Jaguars at 4-3. They're very much alive, but I'm going to slant this to division championship. Dead or alive for you as the division champion in the AFC South?
Dead for division. I'm going to stop sleeping on the Colts. The Colts are for real. This is not a Jacksonville problem. This is a Colts problem. Jags, I think, are going to be 5-3 after this week, as you already touched on. They've got Vegas. Divisional game against Houston, you know, kind of toss up there. But there's enough winnable games on their schedule where they're easily favored. You look at Tennessee, the Jets, Cardinals, etc. They're going to stockpile some wins. That's a playoff team. The Colts are for real. And I'm going to stop doing my caveats with them until further notice.
So you don't see them coming back to the pack a little bit?
No.
I think I'm seeing the same way you are right now. I'm starting to really
like that,
buy
to me,
them.
That's a 13-win team.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about the Colts. If they played the Chiefs in a playoff game this week, Kansas City may find a way to win because Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, though. I think I might pick the Colts. Like, they are so damn good right now in almost every way. They're really well coached. Shane Steichen's offensive design is up there with anybody else in the league at this moment. Everyone was killing that guy the last couple of years for being a dummy offensively. Like, how did he do this in Philly? It's almost like Anthony Richardson just wasn't that good. It's almost like having Gardner Minshew as your quarterback might limit you a little bit.
So for me, do they go worse than 5-4 over their last nine?
No,
the Colts?
They probably go 6-3.
There's your 13 wins. I don't think Jacksonville's a 13-win team. That's where my math came.
Definitely not. All right, last one. We'll localize the discussion here. Dead or alive with teams sitting around three wins. The Commanders, one-third of the way through the gauntlet. Next up, Seattle on Sunday Night Football. And then a week from now, Detroit, who's been waiting to play Washington since the moment the Commanders ruined their season as the number one seed in the playoffs last year.
Dead, sadly. And I think that Bears game is going to really come back to bite them, even if they do turn it around, which is something they have to do. Again, losing by double digits, 20-plus points each last couple of weeks. But the math doesn't work. There are too many teams with winning records, too many teams, too many bodies you have to climb over to be playoff teams. Look at the Rams, the Seahawks, the Niners. That's three. Tampa, four. Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, better record. Philadelphia. I already just named eight teams that have better records that are probably better than you right now this minute. So even if you played great the rest of the way, let's say you do what? You go 6-3, that still puts you out of the postseason. That's 9-8. That's not good enough, given how many wins these other teams are probably going to end up with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.